Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Here we go. Time, y'all. It's time to open up your mind. It's time to raise up your voice. And it's time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. Now, for those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Let's go on and do it, folks. BlogTalkRadio.com/how was your weekend, spelled was with a Z. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who have heard this show before and those who are listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you, broadcasting live out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Each and every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, this is the place, whether you have your cell phone, whether you're logged on the Internet, and we get real here, folks. It's because of you, the callers, the listeners, the texters, the bloggers, that the show just gets better and better and better each week, and tonight will be no different. It's about to go down like bad stock, folks. It's Tuesday, April 3rd, 2012. We're right around the corner from Easter break. And ooh-wee, this has been an amazing, amazing week. How was your weekend, family? Understand that my past weekend was great. Spent time with my family. Had a great walk for Lupus this weekend in the DFW area. Over 3,000 people strong representing. Wanting to kick butt for Lupus, and I enjoyed every inch of those 3 miles that we traveled in order to help to prevent Lupus. Been a crazy week. The Rock Choke Jayhawks couldn't handle it last night against the mighty Kentucky Wildcats. My man Anthony Davis put it down. He did some crazy things with the team, and it's just been an awesome week. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I know that you know that we had a crazy storm just passed through here. Two tornadoes touched down all over the Metroplex, and it was wild. It was nuts. Some people lost their homes. Some people lost their lives. Some people just, I mean, their dogs, heaven forbid, you know. But there was something that didn't get bothered at all, you know. And they call it an act of God when the weather gets crazy like this. So understand who was in control when things like this do tend to happen, folks. You never know. You never know. Keep yourself right with Christ. Pay your car insurance. And understand that, you know, whatever will be, will be. If you have no control over the situation, then there's pretty much nothing you can do about it. As they say, let go and let God. And just in the cases we talked about last week, the topic was Trayvon Martin. You know, we had an awesome show. Ms. Kim Rice Anderson joined us. We had some wonderful callers from all over the country up there in Penn State, California, Dallas, Texas, Louisiana. They chimed in from all over the country. If you missed that show, please go back and check out the previous link there we have in Blog Talk Radio. The show is entitled Just Trayvon Martin. Check out the new site upcoming just for you. We'll be ready to launch this bad boy in just a couple of weeks because it's going to be hot as fish grease, folks. HowWasYourWeekend.com is coming right back to you with an all-new flavor, sweet as Kool-Aid, just for you. You can follow us on Twitter, HWY Weekend, my website at AndyBrownSpeaks.com, and also Facebook, How Was Your Weekend page. So be ready. 100%. It's going down, folks. This is a whole new era of communication, reality, real talk radio. We're keeping it right here live for you, hot on the online happy hour. Program this number in your phone. Tell somebody to call in and get some of this tonight. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Tonight's topic is something of, well, how do we say you got to be on your P's and Q's? Because there are going to be situations and times when either you're going to be dealing with something that you can control, not like the weather where you can't control it, but you have a little bit more grasp on the situation. You know, your relationship is strong, everything is going good, but then you or someone else in that relationship decides to make a turn. You either used to do it, you choose not to do it, you can't do it, for whatever reason it might be. But keep this in mind, folks. There's always somebody looming in the background waiting for that opportunity. You got to keep your game tight. Do your push-ups, do your sit-ups, because you never know what you won't do, someone else will. What do I mean by that? Well, you're going to find out. There may be times in your relationship where, you know, she's tired. He's had a long day, back hurt, pain issues. Just don't feel up to it. I don't want to give it my all. Not tonight. I ain't feeling it. It's that time of the month where things begin to flourish in her body and shift gears, and she does the self-cleansing. You know what I'm talking about, the menstrual. And she's really not up to certain things. Or maybe he's just had, you know, as they say, ED. And it just won't support him and raise the way it used to. We're getting a little bit of a pillow talk discussion tonight, and I want you all to understand that some of the things that you're about to hear, matter of fact, all the things that you're about to hear are based on true events. Now, some of y'all don't believe half of the things that I've been told. People will confide in me and talk to me, and, you know, as part of life coaching is what it is. We're going to keep that separate. But overall, some of the things that people go through in their relationships, because what somebody else won't do, someone else will. Well, you're going to hear about some of these things tonight. I want your input. I want your feedback. 646-727-3279. Reach out to somebody and let them know. Number one, we're safe here in Dallas. The weather's been passed by. Everything is cool. But now we're about to get on to the nitty-gritty and get real. I have somebody on the line that's going to come in and talk to us about a certain situation. We're going to get a male and a female perspective. You know how I like to do it. If you have a copy of the book, Second Place Women Who Come In First, Why She Has Your Man's Attention and You Don't, it's bound to be deemed a bestseller before 2012 is over. You understand that the perceptions of this book are based on his and her perceptives. Well, Andy, how did you do this? How did you come across this? We're going to talk about that. I'm going to show you how this happens. Some people think we're faking out there and just coming up and making up some stuff. You're about to understand how this goes down, folks. 646-727-3279. Let me bring Nicole on the line. You've heard this young lady speak before. We're going to get the female perspective, as you know, ladies first, tonight. And then I have a gentleman that's going to come on and give a little bit of share of his particular take on this as well. Nicole, are you there?
I am here, Andy. How you doing?
I'm fantastic, sweetheart. I hope you're having a wonderful evening, and I hope you had a wonderful weekend as well.
I'm not complaining. It won't help.
Well, you know the topic that's been brought to the table, because this is something that just people just don't think that this can really happen. So from the female perspective, give a small scenario, if you will, of, you know, just what they won't do, how somebody else will absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, jump in and do it for them.
I thought of two situations. I thought of what one man won't do for me, another one will. And then I thought about what I have been asked for. And I'm pretty sure he found somebody to give it to him. You know, my stuff is the general stuff. I don't think I've had too many hard times with not getting this or not getting that and having to go to the next man to do it. But for the most part, I have a very, 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 very high sex drive. And
okay.
I've come into contact, I've had a few mates who just didn't have as much time, energy, and effort as I did.
Mm.
So there was a time where I did. I had to pick up somebody to help me out a little bit. Now I'm not there anymore. These were during my younger days. You know, I'm in a place where I can just take care of my business myself because I know exactly how to do it. Goes a lot quicker and it's a lot cleaner. Let's not forget about disease-free. So there's that. But that's where I ventured out. Now, I had a situation with a young man who was like, yeah, if a woman sucks my toes, I'll marry her.
If a woman does what now?
Suck his toes.
Toes.
Now, this is a stylish man, very handsome, a lot of game, a lot of swag, professional and all that. But I looked at those feet, and I just envisioned him, you know, putting nails in the wall with those toes and those feet.
Oh,
and
my.
I'm a very open person, but I didn't want them things near my face.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, I couldn't go there. I couldn't go there.
So he had bad feet.
Bad is not the word. These feet robbed banks. It's just, they were atrocious. And I couldn't do it. I kissed his ankle. But, yeah, I couldn't make my, there wasn't enough alcohol to make me go any further.
Okay.
But I'm sure he had some other lady friends who, you know, said they wanted to up the ante and they went a little bit further. But it's just not in me. I couldn't do it. That's just a situation in relationship. And I can say it's probably one of the few, very, very few things that, you know, I just said I'm not going to participate in that act.
Well, I mean, if his toes looked like granola bars and it was all twisted up and knocked down, then maybe you have to use your imagination. I mean, somebody else might do that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is about to be sick with it. I need y'all to understand, you got a small tidbit of something that Nicole brought up. We heard from a lady's perspective, and Nicole, I'm going to come back to that, but I've just been tapped right across the arm that said I must bring this caller on the line. And
okay.
Because people need to hear this. They don't think it's real, so they say. AB, ain't nobody going to believe this. So let's bring them on the line. Stu is on the line right now. And Stu has a very interesting story to share with us, Nicole.
Okay.
Stu, are you there?
Yes. Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing?
What's up, Stu?
Very
good. No need to tell us where you're calling from. We're just glad that you called us tonight. Now, Stu had informed me that he has a very interesting situation. Now, folks, you need to chime in. I'm not playing with y'all tonight. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number here on the Online Happy Hour. For those of you all who need to stay in shock and can't take it, join us in the chat room because y'all about to get off the chain up in here. blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend? We're ethnic, spell was with a Z, and get some of this tonight. What you won't do, someone else will. And Stu is going to share a little bit about that with us tonight. Stu?
Hey, what's going on, people?
Man, talk to us about it, Stu. What's happening?
Well, about 3 weeks ago, I was at a gas station just getting some gas, and I saw this sister looking at me, and I was peeping her out too, but we didn't say too much to each other. We were just connecting eye to eye, and by the time I was done pumping gas, she had walked over to me, and we started to have a conversation. And I had noticed that she had a wedding ring on. And so I was like, wait a minute, I'm not even going to continue this conversation because she's a married woman. And, there's just certain lines I just thought I wouldn't cross. So what happened is we kept talking back and forth, and she asked me for my phone number. I told her I couldn't give it to her because she was married. And she said, look, you want to give me your phone number. Trust me, you want to give me your phone number. So I said, okay. So I gave her my phone number. About 2 or 3 days later, I get a phone call. Now, it's not saved in my phone, so it's an unknown number. So I answer it. And there's this guy that answered the phone. And he asked for my name, and I was like, no, yeah, this is Sue. And he says, well, Sue, you spoke with my wife a couple of days ago. And I was like, oh, man, look, let me talk to you real quick. And he's like, no. Before you say anything, Stu, it's cool. You know that before we even get conversation, it's cool. So I'm like, okay. Well, my situation is I'm in my late 40s. My wife is early 50s. And I've had some surgeries where I'm not always sexually active as I used to be. And I want to keep my wife happy, and I want to keep her satisfied. So I want to know, would you be interested in having sex with my wife? And I'm not going to participate. I'll just be there, but I'm not going to participate. And at first I was like, no, man. And then he said, let's just meet. So we met, talked about it. He had his wife. He knew what he wanted me to do. She told me what she wanted me to do and asked me if I could accommodate that. And I said I could. So what we had to do as part of the next, we had to go take a STD test and bring the results back. Now, once we brought the results back, because we still wore condoms, but, you can still catch an STD with the condom. So
right.
I had sex with her. So as I had sex with her and he watched, then 2 days later, I get a phone call from her best friend because she had told her and her husband had told her best friend about it. And so, but her best friend was a Hispanic couple. And they called me up and we met and we did the same thing. Now, the part that I didn't tell you about this story is that I'm a married man as well. And my wife has that this is what I'm doing, and I've gone on and to the point now to where they now want to start paying me so I can be more regular.
Incredible. Well,
whoa.
What you won't do, someone else will. Whoa, dare you say. It is what it is, baby. This type of situation happens more often than not. Now, did this happen on television? No. Did this happen on the radio? No. This happened at a local gas station, 35 on pump 6. And it just so happens that this conversation strikes up next, also a bag of chips. Well, you're going to get a little bit more than what you bargained for sometimes in situations. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to go to the phone. I want Stu to stay right here because people have questions and comments tonight. Don't think that they don't. 646-727-3279. Bobby's on the line, and Bobby has a comment and a question that he wants to bring to the table. Stu, stay right here, man. We need you to hang around for just a little bit longer. Bobby, are you there?
I'm here, buddy.
Man, what's going on? Bobby, talk to me tonight.
Man, I'm here. I'm safe, and I'm really being entertained with all this, boy. But, oh, Lord.
Ooh.
Hey, man, wow. Wow, it's rare that I get entertained like this, but I'm going to sit back and enjoy this.
Any questions for Stu?
Man, I ain't got no questions, bro. I'm like, boy. Hey, you know what, Stu, man? I don't know if you did it, bro. You probably didn't do it, but the luck you got, man, you should have played the lotto last week. I'm talking about, but damn, I done heard some things, but I mean, the way you getting into it, wow. But wow.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, buddy.
Interesting.
You know, yeah. Andy,
so let me ask Stu this, uh-huh. if I may. Is Stu there or he gone?
No, I'm here.
So let me ask you this, man. If I'm prying, let me know, but how long has this been going on?
Well, this has been going off and on now for a couple months.
Mm.
Oh. Mm. So, and the dudes that you're cool with, like...
Yeah, they have no problem with it. They are there. They're not. Sometimes they sit in the room and watch. Sometimes they go to another room and just wait. And after they're done, after I'm done, you know, I get washed up and I go home.
Whoa!
Wow.
Now, see, ladies and gentlemen, what you were thinking was Nicole was about to be a little off the chain. The ladies don't normally, you know, talk a little bit about that. The brothers don't go through certain situations. But here is where you get the truth. We ain't taking no commercial breaks on this. We're going to keep it 100 all the way through for full 90 on the show tonight. Y'all better text somebody. Stop being so selfish and listening by yourself. 646-727-3279. I know you know somebody that wants to hear this conversation. What you won't do, someone else will. It's the topic tonight on the online happy hour. I got to go back to the phone lines and hear from the ladies again. I believe Michelle is on the line and had a comment. Is Michelle there?
Yes. Are you guys there?
How are you doing, Michelle?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, this is some off-the-chain bullshit right here. Oh, my God. You know what? I asked my mom to tune out. I said, girl, tune out, because I don't want you to hear this bullshit. She said, it sounds like your daddy on the other line. Now, y'all done called my parents to get into it. Now, this is some bullshit right here. Oh. You better tell your real name, because my mom's going to give it to my dad if you don't straighten this shit out. But she mad as hell. She said, sound like your dad. He likes the Mexican women, too. I said, mama, they Latino women. She said, nah, it's a Mexican woman. He said it. I said, oh, yeah. Get off the phone. Now, and I got to text some more people, because my mom can't listen to this shit no more. You ran up on her, she ain't supposed to eat pork, and now she can't listen to it. HowWasYourWeekend.com. No more. Hey, I want to say big up to you and what you're putting together here, because it is a forum where people can really realize what's going on out there. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I thought I had a little freaking me boy, but good night. Shit, y'all act like y'all been doing it in Mars. Hell, I'm behind the times. I wish a brother would put the most Cortez feet in my face. If I get drunk and that tequila dictates that I suck something, then that's what that tequila dictates. But you put that damn corn husk in my face, ask me to suck a damn thing. And it's on, shit. You on your first episode of First 48.
No,
you
know,
the next episode of First 48. I get this your ass. Oh my gosh. But I will ask y'all this, and this is for a man I understand is a friend of mine was seeing an older gentleman, and he kept saying when two are in love, nothing is taboo. And I thought he just liked Prince Song, you know what I'm saying? And then she thought he just liked Prince Song. But then one night, this crusty old, I mean, you know, he wasn't crusty at the time because he had a little change on him. And when you got change, you ain't never crusty. But anyway, he wanted the girl to lick his booty. I don't think that's a question that you ask somebody. I think that's some shit that you volunteer. You sign up for that like you sign up for that, like the armed service. You don't get drafted. You don't get drafted to lick nobody's booty. You know what I'm saying? That's some third when you go down to the post office and you sign up and say, hey, I don't mind licking the booty. You should not be drafted to lick a booty. And I just want to know what the men think about that, because I ain't never drafted. Well, I might have dropped a hint, like put some pictures out or something like that. You know, I might have, you know, put some snack cake juice on and made a fat guy want
okay, I mean, why would you do that? Why would you toot your ass up and ask somebody to put their faith in there? That's crazy.
Michelle.
It's crazy. I feel like the poor girl was then gave a dishonorable discharge, because you are right, what you want to do, somebody else will. But God
exactly.
bless them, and here's a bottle of Listerine for them, because I'm not going to do it.
Wow.
I'm with you.
Now that little part between the balls and the booty, maybe. Yeah, I like you a lot. Maybe so. But, you know, just straight booty hole, man. You crazy.
I don't know where else y'all can go. And keep it 100% like this. This is out of control, and this is 100% real. 646-727-3279.
This is crazy. I feel like I'm on some kind of Twilight Zone. It's crazy, Andy. You done did it today. You done did it today. And if my mom and dad divorced behind this bullshit, I'm suing you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because my daddy in trouble.
We do what we do here on the whole house, y'all. We got to make it happen. I got to go back.
Yo.
I gotta go back to the phone line to bring another caller. Hey, look, it looks like Christmas over here with all the lights that lit up on this dash right here. This is crazy. I'm loving it. 646-727-3279. What you won't do, someone else will. And I believe Leah has a comment that she wants to go ahead and make herself be known. Leah, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
What's going on, Leah? Welcome to the happy hour.
Okay, well, I just kind of came in the middle of it when the guy was talking about, was he getting paid for sex or what was he doing?
It was pleasure.
He was what?
Sound like it was just pleasure to me.
Oh, well, I just heard the lady when she was talking about licking the asshole and all of that. Look, I'm not gonna do all that so they can really get somebody else to do that, because that sounds like a little gay to me. So if he was all into that, yeah, he could get the next one to do that one, because I'm not gonna do that.
And some people do ask for some strange things.
You know,
well,
first
Andy,
of all, I mean,
I
that's something you would ask really a prostitute, and you paying for somebody to do that.
Well, Stu,
yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Maybe address Lee, if you wouldn't mind, Stu. She wants to know if there's any compensation involved.
None at all. It was an automatic problem. I did it.
He did his duty on
DC. Getting a bad rap. I think Stu is getting a bad rap. And it brings me, and I'm a little jealous of Stu. Because I've had a fantasy for years, and I can't get nobody to come into my sexual relationship.
Okay, so what was this like? Was this like a threesome, foursome? I mean, what was this relationship?
There wasn't a relationship. It was just conversation. We had conversation. We had a couple of drinks, had a little red wine, you know, to loosen us up a little bit. We had a conversation, just having a general conversation, and then I would grab her hand and walk her back to the bedroom after she's ready, and she says yes, and sometimes I'll dance with her, or sometimes we'll shower together, because whatever she needs, that will get her juices going. And then
Stu is a gentleman.
And then
okay,
well,
wait a minute, Stuart. Was this an older woman?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you was like an escort.
These women average anywhere between 45 and 60.
Oh, 45 and what?
60.
45 and 60, okay.
60. Boy, Stu, that's just like you driving a 1992 Honda Accord, dog, and calling that your number one ride.
No,
it might be a trouble, but it's got some miles on it, bro.
No,
well, Stuart, if you don't mind me asking, what's your age?
37.
Okay. So was there something wrong with these women that they couldn't have, like, regular sex and they just wanted to spend time with you?
Is they husbands?
No, it was just because of what was going on with their husbands, and their husbands that were having medical issues couldn't take care of their wife as much as they wanted to, but they knew that they loved them enough to where they said, okay, well, we're going to do what we got to do in order to keep you satisfied and keep our marriage together at the same time.
Okay,
so
and then how much did you charge for your services?
Oh, I don't charge anything. I don't charge anything. There's no reason to charge because I'm gonna blow your socks off, and you're gonna have a good time, and I'm gonna have a good time, and we're gonna call it that.
I don't know
okay,
if
now,
you're signing up for an interview
or
what's going on. Is Leah trying to find out what's going on? Are you sizing them up, Leah? Talk to her. What's you awfully curious on?
No, you know, I just kind of came in the middle of it, so I don't have a lot of background on what he did, you know, if this was just something like his little side hustle or whether, you know, he had a relationship with the women or what it was.
The gas did go up.
Yes, gas does go up. But see, these are the things. But see, the thing is, I don't ask for these things. Whenever I come, they'll just fill up my tank or ask me how much gas do I have because I travel locally. Because if it's a hotel, they pay for it. If it's their place, then they'll just pay for my gas for me driving over there.
Mm-hmm.
So these are like free services that you offer?
That I do.
Oh.
She might be trying to get you ready for the next client there, Stu. Hold tight. I got to go back to the phone line. Ladies and gentlemen, what you won't do, someone else will. We're proving it tonight. Y'all better tell somebody about this show. It's hot as fist grease tonight. 646-727-3279. We have a call that's chiming in from the DMV, as they call it, that wants to chime in. The good doctor, the good reverend, the good author himself, Che Parker's on the line. Che, what's going on, bro?
How you doing, brother?
What's happening, man?
Man, just chilling. I had to call in and weigh in on this topic.
Please talk to us.
Well, you know, I mean, I've been married for quite some time. I was fortunate enough to meet my wife when we were in college, when we were like 18 years old, and we've been married now for going on 12 years.
Okay.
Everything is cool on, like, the love front and all that stuff, but my concerns are really simple, right? To me, it's simple, and we've had this conversation before, and it's not like I'm bringing up something she doesn't know, but dressing sexy, okay? I feel like a lot of times women are in relationships, they get real comfortable, they want to sit around the house and sweat, you know, and then they start going out to the mall like that, like, I need to see some real sexy attire.
Hmm. Good point. Oh, did Nicole say hmm?
I did. I did.
I mean, is it just me? Am I wrong for that?
No, I feel like, I mean, it makes a difference in your sex life as well. Because when you feel sexy, when you feel like you look good, it creates a confidence. And that I know confidence is sexy. So, I mean, it could be get in that woman's mind. She's feeling sexy. She may want to be more sexual.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's kind of funny. Me and a good friend of mine, we had this running joke. Like, man, those flats are real sexy. like, no man wants to see his woman walking around in some flats. Like, that's not hot, ladies. Like, for all the listeners, that's not hot, okay? Just let me put that out there.
So I came stripped down in my flats and G-string, I mean, and bra, let me say that, and walk around and do a little dance.
No, the flats are going to kill the whole vibe. No way.
You know, I can put on a bra, some flats, and a lollipop. That ain't sexy?
Nah, the flats are just going to ruin everything.
Wow.
So I'm just trying to hear from my brother Andy. Like, am I wrong for that?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, it must be stated. I mean, ladies, you're going to know. These are men are going to tell you what we like.
Right.
Now, you can go off in your own world and say, nah, I'm cute in this, but chances are, if there's no compliment coming, and we don't think so.
Right.
It's not like we're going to hide it. If there's nobody staring, if there's no side, you know, snicker sound, or we're not looking at you up and down in it, we're not drawn to it. Now, the sweats, you know, sometimes you can get away with the sweats depending on what you're wearing underneath and how everything moves from behind.
Right, yeah.
But you must understand, ladies, that if we know what we like, and if you choose not to get in these type of deals, there's somebody out there that is doing it.
Right, exactly.
This is in the book, ladies, second place women who come in first. There's a reason that there is something like this. We're talking about this. We're discussing it right now. And Stu is telling you, listen, I can't even make this happen for my own self. I'm trying to keep my wife satisfied. So I know what it takes to please her. And even I don't know what kind of dude is really, you know, he's okay with this. You know, fellas, which, I mean, Shay, you might think about this. If situations got tight on you,
right,
you want to make sure that your wife is taken care of?
Oh, of course, of course. But see,
I don't know where else you can get this.
Right. And so, like, my thing is, you know, I live in D.C., so when I go out, I'm seeing, you know, the hot little sundresses when it's warm outside, the real fly little boots in the wintertime, like the real sexy ladies doing their thing. So I'm like, do you realize what the competition is doing right now? You know what I'm saying? Like you're way too comfortable right now, like way too comfortable. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I don't want to be like a jerk or an asshole, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just trying to keep it real.
Andy, can I chime in really quick?
Please do. Please do.
Because the thing about it is, I think men would take a topic like this and take it too far, and it'd get out of hand. Now, all they're going to do is elevate it higher and higher and higher and higher. They come to their woman like, hey, I like my dick sucked, but you ain't doing it. All right, baby, let me please you. So then it's like, hey, this Sheila at work said she likes to swallow. You know? She out there like that, and she was fine. So now you come to me, baby, I think that sound kind of sexy. Got me over here choking, having stomach problems, because I'm trying to keep up with the Joneses that you keep bringing home. Yeah, you know, next week you're going to come back and tell me about Tammy. Tammy said I can put it in the ass. Now, no, you need to give Tammy, Keisha, Renee, and Paula my number. Because at this point, I think you're just making this shit up to get me to do some things. That's how
real.
I feel.
No,
well,
sure.
What's
secondly,
your take on this, too?
So listen.
No, go ahead, Nicole. Go ahead. I want to get back to you. Go ahead, Nicole.
Men are the only ones with these crazy fantasies and all that. I had the same idea when I was pregnant. I knew my man was sexual, I was sexual, but I didn't feel sexy with a belly. I couldn't move the way I wanted, you know, I couldn't ride the way I wanted to. I didn't feel sexy. It didn't look real sexy to me in the mirror. So I was trying to get a situation where he can get some ass where we don't have to get a hooker. I was talking him up on a chick so he can get some ass because I couldn't give it to him the way I usually do. I figured it's not cheating if I'm putting it out there.
I think that's the hope.
And I did.
Mm.
The problem was he didn't want it because I was giving it to him. What's up with that? Why don't you guys take it when it's put on the platter for you? You prefer to sneak around behind your back. I'm giving you a gift with a nice bow on it, and you won't do it?
Based on the conversation I had last night, if it's no, there's no thrill involved in the hunt.
Is it just the thrill? Is that what it is?
He didn't want to take it because you were giving it on a platter. I said because they sneaky.
I'm giving it to you. You don't have to sneak. I'm making life easy for you. But it's almost like they did get hard by sneaking around and getting away with it.
Yeah, she's right about that.
I think so. It's all about the thrill of sneaking and doing something like a child, doing something you're not supposed to do. So this gentleman told me a while ago, he said, if you don't want a man to do something, let him have it.
No, that's a different perspective. She said, if you don't want a man to do something, let him have it.
That's it right there.
The thrill of the hunt, and I just had this conversation last night, the thrill of the hunt is a little bit gone. If I have to sneak and do it, I have a thrill of not being caught. But if you give me something and say, yeah, go ahead, chances are I'm not going to do it as often because there's no thrill. There's no action involved. There's no mystery in what I'm doing.
But men always put it out there. I love women. I love a variety. Sometimes I just fell into it, and I just wanted to do this. I wanted to do that. All right. I thought the thrill was getting the ass. Now it's not that you want to do other women. You just want to sneak and do other women. Is that the reality?
You got about 85% of that correct.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you allow this person to go out there and do it, that's with anything. I mean, let's say, for example, you say, hey, son, daughter, go ahead and smoke this joint. It's cool. In fact, I'll fire it up for you. Chances are they're not going to do it. They might. But chances are, slim to none, the risk of them doing that is kind of slim because this isn't my own world where now I'm free to do it, so chances are I'm not going to. I'm not going to do it as free. There's no thrill in this because I can't sneak. For those of you all, when you were younger, take it back to your childhood.
I was only going up there because she was up there.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Say it again.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. Anyway, listen. It's the thrill of it. You must know that there's a thrill involved. So if the thrill is gone, then chances are my interest level is going to fall just as much as well. I have a caller that's on the line that wants to chime in on this one. Hottest fish read tonight, folks. Y'all better get real. 646-727-3279. Stop being so selfish and listening by yourself. Everybody on here, if you paid your phone bill, text somebody, let them know what's going on tonight with this topic, because what you won't do, someone else will. Keep it at 100% tonight on the online happy hour. I got to go back to Stu for just 1 second. Stu, are you still with us? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a quick question before I go back to the phone lines. Now, in the situation that you were in, mm-hmm. you know, was there any level, just kind of based on what the ladies are saying, was there any level of being uncomfortable in this situation? Like, what would have made you say no? Like, I don't think this is right for me, this, nah, I understand that's your situation, your family might want to handle that. Was there, where would there have, or could there have been something to tell you, nah, I don't want to do it?
Absolutely. That's why we had conversations first, because, you know, I've just always believed in just one man, one woman. So this was not even a fantasy of mine because this was never an option for me. So when this opportunity came up, I was very worried the first time because I just didn't know if I could perform in front of another person. I didn't know if I could really pull this off and meet the expectations. And turns out, you know, after having enough red wine and having enough casual conversation, you'd be amazed of what a turn on it could be and what it could do.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I would kind of you know, sit back and agree with that because it sounds like that would honestly be an answer I would give, to be honest with you. Nicole, from a female perspective, if you were propositioned in this manner, do you think that we have a double standard on this? Because if it's just about what that other person won't do, not to say that just men are in these kind of predicaments, is there a double standard to say, well, if a man does this, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Or if a woman does this, oh, it's pretty much understood.
Yeah, there's definitely a double standard. I have spoken to quite a few of my friends, male and female,
over the past maybe 12 years or so, I have been asking all of my mates to set up an arrangement to have sex with another woman so I can watch. Now, all I hear is, you're weird. Women, something's wrong with you. You're not fixed right. I can't believe you a woman. Women don't feel that way. Women aren't that open. That's what I always hear. So it is a double standard. But when a guy is saying it, it's like, yeah, he is the shit. What you got doing? What do you have in your pants? What you got going? But I don't get the same treatment. Something has to be wrong with me. And this was my fantasy. This isn't something I've stumbled upon. It's a fantasy that I can't fulfill. And I recently found out I can't fulfill it because everybody's afraid that because I allow them to have some ass, I must want some dick on the side. That's not even the case. I just want to see it. So it's a huge double standard. Huge double standard.
Chair, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Hold on, wait. I just want to say one thing real quick. Okay, who are you talking to? Like, real talk. I don't know what type of guys you're into, but they sound real weak to me. I'm just saying, maybe I'm old school. I don't know.
Well, see, here's the thing. When we're friends, when that platonic part is in and we get to talking real cool and we sharing stories and they're like, man, you did as much shit as I did. And I put it out there like, this is what I want. This is the number one fantasy of my life. I've been wanting this for this long. Nobody will make it happen. First thing I hear is, oh, I don't know what's wrong with them, man. I don't know what's up with them. Man, people are lucky to have someone like you. Wait till them feelings roll in. And I'm
like,
okay, baby, there's monotony in our relationship right now. Remember that fantasy? Let's go to the Swingers Club and do it now. I don't know about that. That's what I get. 98% of the time, whenever the boys, when they become my man, story changes completely.
Yeah, I'm going with my earlier comment. I'm just saying.
It hasn't happened for me yet. I'm still waiting. Still hasn't happened.
I have some close friends in the D.C. area that would be happy to take you up on an offer.
that's cool. I will be in the D.C. area at some point visiting my friends. So I'll be sure to look you up.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I gotta just kind of let people know, I mean, this particular topic, we're being real. We're being 100%. I don't know what kind of people y'all know on a regular basis, because some people might be prude. Some might not really understand. Some might want to just say, oh, that can't happen. False. It goes down up in here, folks. It goes down like bad stock all the way, 100% real. We're calling it from all over the country. I see callers from Vegas, L.A., D.C., Louisiana, Texas, Missouri. I mean, this is a nationwide real conversation you're having right now that you can chime in and be a part of each and every Tuesday night, folks. Good news and bad news. We ain't going nowhere. This is about to be the staple of real talk communication, the online happy hour. We're making a change to howwasyourweekend.com. It's coming back, all new flavor, all the way live, just for you, because this is about to be our network. If you know somebody out there who has a business or who wants to separate themselves from the small hustler who writes with crayon on their business card and wants to invest and make a real commitment to their own business, have them get at us, man. We want to see how bad you really want this. Don't get scared of the money, because if you're afraid to spend money, you got to be afraid to make money. That really ain't what this is all about. Stop being so freaking timid and make something happen. Keep it 100 with yourself. 646-727-3279, because what you won't do, someone else will, folks. Real talk on this, Stu.
Let me ask you something. Now, if the problem, because I'm kind of got in my mind a little bit about the old school movie with Robert Redford and Demi Moore and Woody Harrelson, whatever the thing was. I forgot what it was called. But if the proposition came up, you know, and there were other stipulations, I mean, what would have to happen for you to say no?
A couple of things. One would be if their husband wanted to join in. Now, if we're doing a double penetration, well, let me be more specific, though. If we're doing double penetration, then I'm not worried about him touching me because I'm going to be in one hole and he's going to be in the other, you know. But if it's a situation where he wants to touch me, then that's taking it just a little too far for my taste. But if you want to do a double penetration or if you want to do a thing to where, you know, she's, you know, giving me head and you're hitting a doggy style, then we can do that too.
Mm. All right. Real talk, folks. Nicole, I'm curious, sweetheart. Sometimes I'm scared, but I'm still curious. Nicole. No, she didn't leave. I know you didn't leave. Nicole, are you there? Huh. Can't hear it. I just got a text message that came in that said the reason the game has changed is because when they changed categories from entertainment purpose to potential mate, the rules changed. Ooh. That's interesting. I'm not quite sure what that means. I'm going to need that caller to come in and chime in and say something about that. He also said they must have unloosened the sheets and let the demon come out. You need to call me and explain this, man. Stop sending text messages. Go ahead and be 100%. 646-727-3279, folks. Ain't no sense in being shy. Just keep it 100. Keep it real. This is what it's for. If you're having difficulty, 646-727-3279, press option 1 and get on this phone line. I know you have some questions that you want to ask and address. This is what we're here for you, so you can go ahead and do that. Hit all your folks on Facebook who ain't talking about nothing else. Tell them to come on over here and talk about some real talk tonight. Stu, let me come back to you, bro, because you're keeping it 100 tonight. Now, this situation happened at the gas station, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you were proposed by the young man, the gentleman that approached you in this particular situation.
No, it was by his wife.
By his wife. She approached you first, and then he calls you. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, knowing that you've been in this situation and what you said a little bit earlier, you know, you believe in you know, the one woman that you were doing your thing, could you see this happening in your own relationship? Let's say something were to happen to where you were in that gentleman's shoes and your own wife, because you said you were married, needed the one to be fulfilled sexually. Could you see yourself making that same phone call, reaching out to somebody else to appease your own wife in this situation?
Nope. Not for one second. I would go get some vibrators, dildos, whatever else, get all kind of toys, and I'll take care of it that way. But under no circumstances would I be able to sit in a room either watching or being in the next room knowing that someone is giving my wife something that I used to give.
Hmm. Okay. So it's not necessarily saying, it's just a choice that this man is reaching out to do, and because it's maybe not for everybody. So the situation changes per person, per situation. We're not saying this can happen in any situation. I don't know. Shay, would you do something like this?
Nah, I seriously doubt it. I seriously doubt it. Like, nah. I don't, like, honestly, I think if a guy does something like that, he's getting some type of, like, pleasure or some enjoyment out of that, like, watching that. Like, that doesn't work for me. I wouldn't get any type of joy out of that.
Yeah. Oh, totally understandable because, I mean, thinking about it, what you won't do, somebody else will, but they put it down to that your wife. I don't even see how this would rhyme or even feel good from a male perspective. I don't even know how you could be like, you know what, that's a good look.
Right.
I think this is a great idea, honey.
Like, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Yeah. How long did we really have this conversation and say, you know what, I think it's a good idea. You go pick him out.
Yeah, sounds like a bad look to me.
All the way across the board. Because you don't know, even if you have this other person tested, you know, okay, they're clean. No big deal. No STDs. But you never know what could happen. I mean, you know, rubber's meant to be, rubber can break.
Yeah.
You know, something can be weak. She might enjoy it enough to where, okay, there could be some papers involved and I'm going to have to leave this relationship. Even though we're nice, money's good, everything, she's not getting stimulated and satisfied. Because
right.
Ladies will tell you it's not always about the money. It's not always about the money. How do we know this? Because the cats that do have good money, good jobs, seldom win in situations because, you know, they may not be putting it down or, you know, because it's been known. Ladies will tell you they made decisions or whatnot, and they chose a dude that put it down as opposed to the dude that was taking care of them and always wanted to be there for them.
Right.
It's a constant decision and choice that they make. So it's not like this is unusual. It's just about the situation that presents itself at that given time. And at that given moment.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen? Who's going to decide when this choice is right and if this choice is right? Let me hear from y'all, folks. 646-727-3279 is the calling number. It's too late to get shy now. This is keeping it 100. Before we go back to the phone line, I see more calls just chiming in right now. Before we get back to the phone line, y'all need to know who this man is on the phone line. I'm not talking about Stu. Y'all know Stu. But I got to give it up to one of the hottest selling authors here, in the entire U.S. that's doing big. I saw him make a post on Facebook not long ago. I hear you got a book in Walmart now, huh, Shay?
Yeah, man. I was excited to hear from my publisher that Walmart picked up 10,000 copies of my second book, The Precious Life. So I was really excited about that.
That's what's up, man. Big shout out to you, bro. And we definitely we're gonna have to talk, man, and get some information. I'll get you involved. If do you have any copies you want to give away on that one?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'd be happy to. Happy to.
Let's do that. The next caller chimes in. Shay's gonna give you a copy of his hot book that's out in Walmart right now. Let's go to the phone lines and see who's gonna be eligible for that call. 646-727-3279. I got Tony on the line right now. Tony, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing, Andy?
What's going on, Tony?
Not a whole lot. Sitting here listening to the show, very interested in what everyone has to say.
Well, it looks as if Nicole has stepped away from the microphone momentarily. So based
Nicole
on what
is back.
Think,
she's back.
Nicole's back?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Well, hold on, Nicole. I hope you washed your hands, sweetheart. I'm going to come back to you in just a second. But I want to hear what Tony has to say. I want to hear what Tony has to say and how she's been listening to the show. What are your thoughts, sweetheart?
Wow. The show is definitely real tonight. Oh, my goodness. I just wanted to say, you know, we're all adults here, supposedly, and I've been listening to a lot of the comments, and, you know, some of the women on the line are kind of talking about, well, you know, I don't do that, and he's going to have to get somebody else to do that, and, you know, that kind of thing, and, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it's like, you know, we're all adults here. I mean, you need to tell me you've never done X, Y, and Z. You know, I mean, it's like when you're in the moment and you're enjoying yourself and you're, you know, feeling the person you're with or whatever, then, yeah, you you do things, you know, you do extraordinary things sometimes. And I'm listening to this and I'm like, I can't believe that, you know, this stuff doesn't go down. It's like, really?
Well, I mean, like I said, I've done a lot of things. I'm very, very open. I may have even got a toe or two. But there's a limit on them toes. I just couldn't go there with them toes. It wasn't the experience. Wow. It was the toes.
Okay, yeah, I see you on that. Okay.
I told you I got as far as the ankle, and I had to stop.
Wow.
Wow.
Tony, keep it 100.
Wow.
Tony, keep it 100, Brazil.
Yeah, that's funny. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I just really like to go above and beyond. I don't know. It's a thrill for me. It's not like I'm really trying to impress this dude or I'm going to show him what it's about and blah, blah. No, it's me. It's what I feel. It's what I want to do. I get, like, deep into it. And, you know, sometimes he backing up like, whoa. You know, it's like, what's wrong? What's the problem? I mean, come on. You a man, right? Let's do this, you know? And I mean, that's just me. I'm sorry. I'm hella freakish. That's just me, you know. And
handle the truth.
I'm just saying. I mean, I've been with guys who, you know, I mean, I'm not proud of it, but I've been with married guy. You know, he tells me, okay, my wife's not doing this, not doing this, not doing that. Okay, any guy's gonna tell you that to get some. I mean, I'm not stupid. I know that, but. What
yep.
I do put on you, trust and believe, you're going to remember it, and you're going to want more. That's all I'm saying. But I'm doing it from my heart. I'm doing what I want to do to you. I don't care about your wife not doing what she's doing, blah, blah, blah. That's not my concern. My concern is me doing what I want to do. So
exactly.
Yeah, so to do it, I mean, yeah, he's going to come back. I mean, he's going to be calling, blowing it up, you know. But, I mean, it's like... I didn't do that for you, dude. I didn't do that for you. I did that for me. That was all me, you know. So, I mean, yeah, I get a little outrageous with it sometimes, I will admit. I think I've probably done just about everything. I mean, really. I mean, I'm sitting here trying to think of something I haven't done, you know. But it's all because of what I'm feeling at the time. You know, if I'm feeling just like going there, just like, doing some off-the-wall, crazy, erotic stuff, you know, that's what I do, you know. I'm not going to hold back and be like, oh, he going to think I'm a freak. Yeah, you going to know it. I mean,
I hope so.
You going to know it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just, you know, the topic is what you won't do, somebody else will. Okay, well, I'm that one that will. That's all I'm saying.
Bless you.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
She deserves
it. Congratulations. I like that. It's not enough real women out there.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Mhm. Yeah. See, because we keep it 100, right? So that's all I'm saying, you know. I'm not going to hinder my pleasure, you know, because I don't want some dude thinking that I'm off the chain or I'm outrageous and whatever, you know. So.
Mhm.
Yeah.
You're going to make sure she gets a book for keeping it 100, Shay.
Yeah, she deserves a book and a whole lot more.
And you write my book.
Thank you.
Why don't I get a book?
Don't do my girl like that. Give her a book, too.
Exactly. Thank you. Thanks for listening out. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. We got to look out for each other, right? See?
Shout out to the best-selling author, Shay Parker, doing his thing right here, folks. They're calling for it. And speaking of calls, we're going to get you information, ladies, and we're going to make sure Shay Parker gets a copy of this book out to you. I got to go back to the phone lines. I got two more calls I got to get. Pierre is on the line from the Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth area chiming in. I know Pierre has to say a little something on this topic. What's going on, Pierre? Master P is in the building. Look at that Metro PCS phone service.
Andy, were you talking
okay.
to me?
Nah. That's Pierre. Pierre dropped the call, but that's okay.
You see how my gilder's coming out?
It's holiday time. It's time to go ahead. I think we need to hear from this man. We haven't heard from him in quite some time. I was waiting to say the best for last, but I guess it's time to go ahead and let him talk. He's in the place, Chosen One Sports' very own, Mr. Ray Hardy. Big Ray is in the building. Big Ray, what's going on?
What's up, people? This is Big Ray, BigRayInternational.com. I was listening to it. This is an amazing show tonight. I'm just amazed. I like the openness. This show can go from anywhere from mild to wild. To the young lady named Nicole, you need to get at me at the show and write a book on it. If you're going to tell it, make sure you sell it. And make sure I get
right.
We can put it out. What I was going to say, I was listening to it, and I was going to comment on her when she was talking about the fantasy, about how she wanted her guy to do this, that, and the other, and sometimes they're a little bit reluctant. Well, the reason being is while y'all was just friends or just kicking the buddies, it was all good because he knows most guys got women in different categories. What happened was he had you in the entertainment purposes category. So after y'all kicked it for a while, you became his woman, he was your man, you know, the rules changed, he put you in potential mate category. And, you know, guys, you know, have different mindsets than women. What they have entertainment do, they don't want their woman doing, you know, might be sound like a double standard, but that's what was going on.
Right.
Stu, I'm like, how much is Stu, you need to call the gas station pimpin'. I heard a Walmart pimpin'. You need to call the gas station pimpin'. You need to write a book to a man. Really, you need a website. Gas station pimpin'.
You might
want
to base it out of Vegas.
Hey, the bunny ranch. But, yeah, I'm like, this is a made-for-TV story. Everybody got these wonderful ideas and stories. We need to put it on paper and put it on sell it and tell your story and make some money. It's a tight market economy. But, you know, you need to put your message out in a medium where you can get a return on it. I'm just astounded tonight. You know, everybody had what they got limits. I understand the young lady on the toes. You know, they ain't tight away. You know, I mean, I don't do toes and booty on some, do some, don't, you know. I don't got nobody for their thing. Get your groove on. But, you know, I'm just saying, she got standards, and, you know, moral scruples and ethics. And what he had was unrelatable or aesthetically pleasing to the eye, if you will. But I can definitely relate to where she's coming from. And I like the way her mind flows. I like the positive energy. We need to channel and harness all this energy and point it in a direction where we need to pay.
Oh, well,
but,
I'm on chapter 2 right now. I already started. I'm a little ahead of you. I'm on chapter 2.
You need to do it like an outline for us, like you do in school when you're studying. Get you about 15, 20 topics you want to copy, put it down, then go back to fill in the manuscript. Get with me, I'll get you a ghostwriter. If you don't feel like doing it all, we can make it happen.
Right, okay, I'm ready.
Check it out.
All right, I got it.
You heard the comments, man. You heard the folks chiming in. What's your take on tonight's show, dude? Kind of give me some feedback. You know, you kind of were the ringleader about all this, man. Kind of give us some feedback of what you've been hearing and how you think the people have been reacting to what you had to say.
Well, I think it's been real, real, real positive. You know, I mean, some people are going to have their issues with it and some will not, you know, but there's a story to be told. And and to be honest with you, come tomorrow morning, I'll be meeting with my first white couple. And his wife is 52 and he is 61. And, you know, we're going to meet and we're going to discuss the parameters face to face. And then when I get back from visiting family over the Easter holiday, come Tuesday, we're going to meet at a hotel and we're going to get down.
Well, all right. Interesting. Nicole, you had a comment on that? I heard something.
Oh, I don't know if that was me.
In your direction.
I don't know if that was me. But, no, I had a question for Sue. A quick question. What if the husband had approached you? How would that go?
I have had a husband approach me. I was at just a regular restaurant. They had a bar section. I was up there having a couple of drinks, watching an NBA basketball game. And the guy came up to me and introduced himself, and he pointed over at his wife, and I, you know, waved at her, and he wanted to talk with me. And since I've been in this experience before, I knew then that based upon how he approached me, that this was something for real. So he said that his wife had been checking me out, and he's a straight guy, and his wife is very adventurous. She's never been with a black man before, and she was interested. And, would I be interested? And if he thought his wife was cute, and if I wanted to come over and have a couple of drinks and get to know each other.
I'm saying before everything happened, that day at the gas station,
uh-huh.
if her husband approached you instead of
uh-huh.
her.
Uh-huh. The very first time, I probably would have said no. Probably the very first time it ever, if it didn't go down the manner in which it did, I would say 95% would have been no. There would have been a 5% curiosity of why would you ask me and why did you ask me a phone? What was it about me to where you felt comfortable to come ask me that question?
Interesting. Man, the switchboard is off the chain. I'm just loving the flavor that we're getting tonight off this particular topic. You know, because what you won't do, someone else will do, folks. And this is just how we're talking about it. We're keeping it 100% real. The situations are what they are. As they say, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And we're making it happen tonight. Books are being given away. You know, shout out to Tony for keeping it 100% for the ladies. I know I'm going to get a few phone calls later tonight on the personal man and be like, I can't believe y'all said that. Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Because maybe you didn't decide to say it, but someone else did. Maybe you were mm-hmm. thinking it and someone
right.
said it for you because you just didn't want to know, let nobody know you was out there like that, and that's okay. It's okay to be a little bit conservative. Now, nobody's in here promoting promiscuity. We're not promoting affairs and you know, cheating on spouses or cheating in general. But we're letting you know these things do happen. If you're involved in something like this, don't think that you're the only one or that you are exempt. Nobody else is going through that situation. This is where we talk, and this is where we keep it real. So if you're ashamed about this, that's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
We keep it 100, man. Your real talk stories and your real talk conversations are welcome here. We ain't judging nobody. We're just letting you know that this happens. It's real. This is a part of life. Now, you may go someplace else and they may judge you based on your appearance, what you've gone through, some of the decisions that you made. You know, there's some ladies out there right now who are high-fiving themselves on what Tony had to say. There may be some people out
right.
there that are giving the dap out to my, hey, my man Stu was doing the dap. I wish I was him. Or had the gall to step out and be, you know, as creative and to be, wow, I wish somebody would approach me like that.
Right.
But you have to think about this, folks. This is real. This is where I don't know where else you can go. If it can happen, tell me about it. Because this is trend-setting stuff right here. It may be during the privacy in their own home, and that's cool, but we're taking it to a whole other level with the power of the Internet and the power of the phone. Communication is the key. It's okay if you need to keep it locked up just inside your house so nobody else can hear about it. But if you need to get some real understanding, come to the online happy hour. If there's a topic that you know is burning you up and you need to talk about it, come to the online happy hour. You're not going to hear it put down quite like this on such a broad scope. We say at the beginning of the show, you get entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. Have no idea how the flow of the show is going to go, but because of you, call us, listeners, bloggers, texters. You make the show what it is. Don't let this be the last time that you called in tonight. Mm-hmm. Because if this topic is going to run you off, we talked about Trayvon Martin last week. We've talked with Thea Vidal. We've talked to Brub Man on the fifth floor. You don't know who's going to stop in on the happy hour. We got best-selling authors showing up. We're going to smack you across the head and get you and keep it 100 with you each and every time. I'm encouraging you all to get to build business, build communication, and create an outstanding network of communication, of empowerment. Stop relying on the job scene to create everything for you. You're going to a job where you don't even want to be at. But you can come here, make a connection, grow, build, and make something happen that you can enjoy and chances are be financially free from it. How? We'll tell you about that later. But right now, we just want to make sure that you get entertained and get some good understanding about what's going on in the real world. Shout out to all the folks that are on to chime in, you know, up in the chat room. Courtney was in there. We had some people coming in and out of the chat room. Miss Naughty Diva, I can't think of what her name was. We had a few guests in there that maybe have chimed in for the very first time. Welcome to the online happy hour. Go ahead and get loose in the blog. And thank you, Courtney. The movie was Indecent Proposal. I was trying to get the name of it earlier. Couldn't get it out. Robert Redford, Demi Moore, Woody Harrelson. I don't know if I could do something like that. Student stepped in and said, you know what? Not only am I doing this, and I've done it before, but I'm about to go meet with some more people tomorrow.
Do it again.
Stu making it do what it do. Can't be mad at Stu. That's his life. That's just what he's doing.
Right. Can't be mad at Stu.
Can't be mad at Stu. We ain't even mad at you. We thank you for listening. I don't know what else you... What can you do in the year 2012 where you really going to be on your phone longer than 5 minutes? Customer service ain't leave you this much fun, bad enjoyment, pleasure. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So y'all got to understand, folks, this is real. This is what we're doing. There's going to be some imitations and some copycats. They can't quite do it like this. We know because they've tried and they ain't quite stayed that way. But that's cool. This is the Big Bad Mothership, the online happy hour. blogtalkradio.com/ How was your weekend? Spell was with a Z. And get ready for howwasyourweekend.com to go ahead and launch and get you to another level. We got a couple books we're giving out. Best-selling author, indeed, is on the line, my man Shay Parker. Been an inspiration to me to go ahead and start writing. And we've even taken the book right now, my book, Second Place Women Who Come In First. We're actually turning into a stage play here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So coming up in August 2012, it's coming off the pages and onto the stages. And the great cast is being put together. The second casting call is going to be the 14th of April, 101 East Abrams in Arlington, Texas. Round two is coming up from 1:30 to 4:30 for the casting call of the stage play. So when that's done, Cinco de Mayo, I hope y'all can get out here to Dallas for Cinco de Mayo. May 5th, we're going to be doing volume two of the Relationship Roundtable, where we're going to be discussing second place women who come in first with a nice, fantastic panel that's been put together for you. You heard Michelle chime in earlier. Michelle's going to be performing her stand-up comedy. We've got some spoken word artists that's going to come in for you. You know, we're going to have some nice, some good food, great atmosphere. We're going to be doing some business networking, communicating, and getting it back. We may even record it so you can understand and see that we ain't playing no more. I don't know. Haven't decided that far ahead. I'm going to have to give them my switchboard production man to make sure we're going to do it and take care of it the best that we can. But keep it 100, folks. This is what it is. Shay, man, you enjoyed yourself tonight?
Oh, yeah, man, tremendously.
That's what's up. Now, for those, we know two ladies are getting a copy of the book tonight, but if they need to find out more about your writings, where can they go and find this information out?
Man, they can find me on Facebook. They can find me on Twitter. It's Che Parker, C-H-E Parker. You know, I'm out there. I'm touring. I'm doing book signings here and there, so I'm always active.
That's what's up. We're going to get Che involved in How Was Your Weekend? That way you're going to have some more access to him. It's all about branding and building over here with us. Check it out, folks. Naughty Nicole is doing some stuff too. She's in a bit of writing spirit. The writing bug done bit her on the ass, and she's feeling it. She got some stuff coming up pretty soon. We're gonna enlighten y'all about that. What did you get out of today's show, Nicole?
I mean, I just feel it's different strokes for different folks. I'm tired of people judging other people's desires and what makes them feel good, what they like to do. Just because you don't do it, stop pointing the finger at somebody else. We may not like what you do. You do it missionary every single night. I'm pointing my finger at you because you're missing out on life.
Wow.
I think roll somebody over. Try something different. The next time your man come home and give you some wild story about his homeboy, that where he got hooked up in the club somewhere, right then and there, drop his drawers and take him hard. And you best believe he won't be talking about his homeboy or this chick no more.
Right.
That's all I got.
Oh, my. Second that emotion, Tony?
I definitely second that emotion, girl. You got me like, what? No. That was nice. I like that.
Giving him some nigga cheese.
What happened? Somebody put out their feet. You trying to give me flashbacks. Please don't talk about feet.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-mm.
Oh, boy. My man Ray, talk to me, Big Ray International.
Andy, I'm just like a fly on the wall. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Randy, I'm at a loss for words, but they had me speechless tonight. It was a rare form. I saw it almost by off. I was about to hit you up, call you, like, man, where do you find these friends? I'll be crazy for innovators. If they had 10 more like you, somebody would win the Super Bowl. You have world peace. It might be in world peace.
I agree. I think 95% of women suck dick and the rest of the 5% lie. So,
right. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Hey, we don't chase them, we replace them. Hey.
Wow.
Oh, gotta be watched. Am I right about Andy Brown?
Say it again.
I say some do windows, some don't, but the windows still got to be wise. They had an old school song called The Cleanup Woman.
I haven't heard ever put quite so eloquently. And that's what they had to do, folks. This is 100% real all the time here on the Online Happy Hour. Stop being selfish and listening by yourself. Y'all better tell somebody to tune in with you because we do this. We go hard in the paint each and every Tuesday. Even if you missed the broadcast, go back and listen. Nicole, you know we had a ball with Bruh Man.
Man, I don't know why he hasn't come back.
We're going to have to get Bruh Man back on the show.
I was hoping he'd miss me by now and come back.
We're going to get Miss Thea Vidal to chime in with us. She was on the very first show this year that we did back in January. We talked about the reality of the celebrity housewife, where she went bad on all these celebrity housewives TV shows and kept it 100. Shout out to my man, Big Mean Tracy Green, up there in Kansas City, representing DSU and that Gates Barbecue up in there, up in my hometown. You know what I'm saying? Tracy is a nut, man. Tracy is a straight fool. If y'all haven't heard him on the show before, you got to get some of this. Go catch some of the previous episodes. He was on the last one we talked about images in Black America, the token black. Keep it. Oh, yeah, we reach. Topics get reach. We hit you across the head straight up, and you can't get no better than this, folks. So I'm excited about what's coming on. What's going down, 2012. Now, I know, you know, my grand fam is listening. Big shout-out to the folks from GSU who are tuned in and listening. I know we lost a soldier not that long ago.
my man Akili Stewart. And Chad, I know if you remember Akili, man, he was the coolest cat from California I'd ever met, for real. Freshman
West
year, 1994. This dude was out of control, man. You know, I didn't even want to work out with him in the gym because it was like he never came out.
Yeah, I know.
He was the coolest cat, man. Real talk. Real talk, y'all. Rest in peace. One love to my man Akili and his family, man. He leaves behind his sons. And, you know, you never know when the time nor the hour is going to come. So definitely be prepared. You know, live your life as best as you possibly can, folks. I mean, leave a legacy. If you have children out there, if somebody calls you mommy or daddy, be in position to leave them a legacy. Leave something for them. Because you never know when your time is coming. You know, what you won't do, someone else will. That dream that you have in your head that you said, you know, you want to get done, if you don't act on it, somebody else will. I'm sure, you know, Bill Gates had thought about this and moved forward with this, but I'm pretty sure somebody else had that mindset, and they didn't act on it. You never know what could take place. The man who invented the paperclip, a small little wire, he made millions upon billions of dollars by twisting a small piece of wire just to hold some paper together, and has left legacy for his family. Henry Ford, legacy for the family. This is a family-owned, operated business. One out of three cars on the highway in the United States is a Ford. They're leaving legacy for their family because if you don't, someone else will. Keep this in mind, folks. It's not just about the sexual connotation that we've talked about, but it's about the reality of putting something together and taking it to a whole nother level. This is where things get real because you never know when your hour is coming and how you're going to go out. There were big storms here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Some people got affected, some didn't. People were calling like crazy. Oh, my God, are they okay? Are they okay? Is this okay? What's going on? We don't know. Because that chance and that risk of them not being there really shook people up. So you got to understand, folks, you never know what could happen. This weekend, I have to lay another family member to rest. And it's making me realize even more that we're not exempt. There's more to life than just tripping out, spending money, watching videos, playing games. You know, leave something behind. Share a part of you that's going to continue to live even when you're gone. Because how else will we know that you made an impact where you are? Because if you don't, someone else will. Here lies such and such. Well, he had a good life, but he sure could play some Madden. Come on, y'all. You're better than that. Ladies, you're better than that. I know it's all about your hairstyles and what, you know, what, how you want to look and how you want to dress. You know, she was a jazzy chick, but she sure could wear some shoes. It's more to you than that. Live your life, folks. Do a little bit more. And I promise you, great things are coming out of you. So I want to, as we wrap the show up, I want to thank the panel for expressing what they thought. My man Stu did it. Tony did it. I'm going to get you a copy of the book from Che Parker. Big shout out to my girl, Nadia Nicole. She did it. Big Ray did his thing. And everybody else who chimed in the chat room. As always, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight, folks, and you got some good information out of the show, just do us a favor. Tell about five more people to tune in with you next week as we go down with another hot topic. How was your weekend? It's here to stay. We're going to come back with another hot one, folks, and let it be known this is where you need to be on Tuesday night. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown. Put God first, because with him, everything is possible. Good night. Go mob to my frat, and we gone.